period of time for about 15 years when the czars relaxed their hold and their enmity to the Jewish people, that conversion, a small amount of conversion, does take place among Russian Jews. The way to catch Jews is certainly with honey, not with vinegar. I think that that's true in the for good as well, though it's hard to convince certain people that that's the way to deal with it. In 1827, Tsar Nikolai signed into law a decree called the Decree of the Kantonistim. Kantonistim was a special school. The Decree of the Kantonistim was as follows. From the time of Peter the Great and the beginning of the 1700s until this time, till the 1820s, Jews were technically liable for service in the Russian army. However, a Jew could buy his way out, legally, by the payment of a certain amount of money, then the conscription was waived. And in Russia, which never had a shortage of population, the army did not suffer from not having Jews. And very few Jews ever were anxious to enter the Russian army. The Russian army always has been known and remains today as a very brutal, primitive place. Euphemistically, here in the United States, we advertise our army as an opportunity, a chance to get started, learn a trade, etc., etc., as though the Army, the Navy, the Air Force have nothing to do with war. They never show you anybody doing any, right? They're always running, operating a computer, or they're figuring out a mathematical problem, or they're getting in good shape. But the real reason for having the Army, Navy, and Air Force is never advertised. But in Russia, none of those subterfuges were used. And the Russian army was mainly an army of mercenaries, of professionals. People who went to the army went forever. The term of enlistment was 25 years. And you know, that put a limitation on. But again, the Jews were not anxious. However, as part of the Tsar's program to break the Jewish people and to force them to convert and to help exterminate some of them and to give the other ones the message that they had no future in Russia, the Tsar passed a decree that no longer would it be acceptable to pay money in order to be exempted from the army, and that all the Jewish communities had to fulfill their quotas. Now, the Tsar here did it something very cruel, something which was emulated later by Hitler, and that is that he would have the Jews themselves choose their own victims, so that in effect, he would morally destroy the Jewish people as well. Because the decree was that Jewish children, some as young as 8 years old, most at the age of 12, were taken from their homes and inducted in training camps, the Kantonist training schools, in order to prepare them so that at the age of 18 they could begin the 25 years of service in the Russian army.